With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A leading economist slamming Republican members of Congress for suggesting increased corporate tax rates while also telling them failure to renew the president's tax cuts would be a $4 trillion tax increase. In an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Heritage Foundation fellow Stephen Moore says he was concerned about Republicans discussing an increase in the corporate tax rate, which was reduced to 21% in Trump's 2017 tax cut bill.
The tax cuts we did in 2017. Remember, when we did that, we've talked about this year after year. We sucked capital from the rest of the world. We became a magnet for capital investment in the United States, and we did bring manufacturing jobs back.
Also at srnnews.com, a federal judge telling the Trump administration to correct the record about fired employees. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A U.S. district judge in California ordered the administration to provide probationary workers who were let go in mass firings a written statement saying they were not terminated for poor performance. Judge William Alsup issued the order in a lawsuit filed by labor unions. He found that the Office of Personnel Management unlawfully ordered the firings and used the pretense of poor performance to do so. The judge found it was impossible for federal agencies to assess each worker's performance in only a matter of days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Controversial move now. Parents in Montgomery County, Maryland, want to pull their children from elementary school classes that use books featuring LGBT characters, saying the subject or the object for religious reasons. Now, the school system has refused, and lower courts so far have agreed. Arguments in that case set for Tuesday at the Supreme Court. This is SRN News. And now some really good news.
It comes from the Barna Group, a new poll that indicates 66% of Americans say they have made a personal commitment to Jesus that is still important in their life today. That's up 12% from just 4 years ago. And the report goes on to say that, quote, amongst the biggest drivers of the Jesus resurgence are young generations, particularly Generation Z and millennials. Since the pandemic, they have shown significant increases in commitment to Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the State Department has issued an appeal for its employees to report instances of anti-Christian bias that may have occurred during the Biden administration. That includes formal or informal actions due to opposition to vaccines or personal pronoun choice. Secretary of State Marco Rubio asking staffers to report any perceived discriminatory actions taken against Christians or any other employees for that matter. This is SRN News. Experts tend to focus on the kinds of foods that you eat to improve your health. But John Scott says many experts say it's not what you eat, but how you eat.
However, the speed at which you devour your dinner matters just as much. Scientists say you're eating too fast if you typically finish a regular-sized meal in less than 20 minutes. That means you could have a higher risk of obesity, swallow more air that leads to bloating, or have unchewed pieces of food lodged in your esophagus. Experts recommend slowing down by putting down your phone, turning off the TV, and focusing on the meal itself. John Scott reporting.
President Trump's executive order to boost U.S. commercial fishing industry, drawing praise from commercial fishing groups, while critics are say cutting regulations will harm fish populations. But Mr. Trump says his order will peel back regulations and open up harvesting in a very wide area. More details at srnnews.com.